Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
This is literally the last service for 2020, and we can all safely and jubilantly declare 2020 is the year of the Lord. Why can we say that? Because of the things that He said to us in this year. It began in January, where we start with our usual annual prayer and fasting. By the way, I want to invite you to 2021 if you fail to join us this year. Every year, our spiritual family begins with 5 days of prayer and fasting to seek God. In the beginning of this year, we received a word from God that this was going to be the year of great opportunity, but in the same way, it will come with great obstacles. And true enough, by February and March, we found the obstacles. We saw the virus, the coronavirus, first landing in Singapore and then spreading further all over the world. But we also realized that that wasn't just the virus, that even last year there were fires in Australia that were raging, a volcanic eruption in the Philippines in January, and a tornado that hit Nashville, Tennessee. And with those, we still considered what we heard from God in January, the greatest opportunities come with the greatest obstacles. Thus, we gave you 7 messages reminding you that despite what we see, there are great opportunities to learn to trust God, to learn to pray to God, to learn to seek God in His Word, to learn that whatever is shaking is really a promise from God to shake what can be shaken so that what cannot be shaken will remain. By February and March ended with those 7 messages from the greatest opportunity, we stepped into April. I remember very clearly in the last week of March when I received my issue of The Economist, and I brought it home and laid it down in the sofa in my home. But the following day, as I looked at that cover that said the earth is closed, I saw instead the word rest. With that, we launched a series of messages in the month of April, 4 to be exact, on the topic of rest, of learning how to rest in God, that God's desire and God's plan and purpose for you and me is to rest in Him. To be reminded that God did not create mankind on the first day of the week, not on the second, not on the third, not on the fourth, not on the fifth day of the week, but He created man on the 6th day of the week, 1 day before He rested on the 7th day. Because His intent was not for us to work for Him or work with Him, but for us to rest in Him. That when we woke up on the 7th day, the first thing we see was not God working, but God resting. And when we learn to rest in God, we can be productive, we can be fruitful, and we can do the work that He has created us to fulfill in Him. By May, we realized that the virus was not just raging, it was spreading, and more things were happening. There were a lot of uncertainties as far as the economy was concerned, and certain conditions were not as stable as they were. We launched a series of 5 messages entitled VUCA Up Ahead. VUCA stands for the words volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. And that's what we saw in 2020, that while things might be volatile and can disappear in just a day or a month, while certain things were uncertain and complex and ambiguous, the Bible has a lot to say about these realities. We looked at the verses out of the exile from Babylon. We studied the book of Jeremiah and Daniel and Nehemiah, and we looked at the books of the Bible pertaining to what the Bible has to say about uncertain times. 5 messages to build our faith this year, remembering that despite the volatility, the uncertainty, the complexity, and the ambiguity, God is with us and He's for us. In June, we realized that not only was the situation VUCA, but our entire homes were under challenge. Our homes became our offices. Our homes became the schools of our children, our coffee shop, our gyms. It became our church. And that's why we launched a series of messages beginning with home, bittersweet home, reminding us to put order in our homes by creating the right sense of values, underscoring the reality that God is moving for us and not against us, and teaching us that if we order our homes based on what is truly valuable, we will not find our homes to be bittersweet, but literally home, sweet home. We followed that message with a message entitled ordering our disordered world. And we saw how our world got disordered, but we could find order if we will but challenge ourselves to fix on the ultimate values in life: God Himself, our relationships, our physical bodies and our health, and even our finances, which gives us an opportunity to save more money. We follow that message with a message entitled, Who Stole 2020? A lot of magazines and newspapers and even news reports were broadcasting that 2020 and declaring that 2020 is the lost year for finance, for investment, for travel, for culinary delights, and for entertainment. While that's true for all of those, it is probably the best year to learn about who God is, to grow in our relationships, our marriage, our children, our parenting, and even to work on our health and change our habits. More importantly, to even, as I've said, save more money. 2020, therefore, is not a stolen, lost year, but a year of great opportunity. We ended the month, the mid-year of the month of June, with a message called Halftime, or a game plan for the next half of the year. We looked at Matthew chapter 6, explaining, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. And we encouraged you and admonished you to keep seeking God as the second half plan of the year. That's why in July, we gave you a message entitled, Why Praying is So Difficult? Because prayer is the ultimate priority in seeking God first. We followed that message with How Artificial is Your Intelligence, encouraging you to meditate on the Word of God and not rely on just the artificial wisdom of this world. The third message we gave you in July was Tired of Being Locked Down, reminding you to proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God over your life, to proclaim that the ultimate lockdown is to be condemned, to be separated from God, and that you are free to access God in prayer and His word and in truth. We've ended the month of July by telling you about SOS, not Save Our Ship. And while we know we're all in a storm and in different boats, we also said this is a good season for sowing. That there are a lot of people that you could sow the goodness of God to because they're afraid, they're in fear and worried and probably in need. In August, we realized that the world was getting fragmented. Offices, businesses, people were losing jobs. Churches were were not able to see each other. And so we launched a series of messages on unity, beginning with the power of one, the importance and the significance of being united, despite the fact that we may be in different homes and different rooms, but we are one in spirit. We followed that message with Together Matters, and a message to celebrate the National Day of Singapore. I preached to you about me versus me, the significance and importance of being integrated, a person who has integrity or being one in himself, and that your greatest enemy, for the most part, can be you. We landed a message called Stormproof, the significance and importance of being united in spirit, in soul, and in body. And Pastor Joshua Harris ended that month by telling you there's a way to live beyond survival, and that is by having unity in your own life. September rolled around and we realized the importance and the significance of telling you about the gains that you can have by changing your destiny by making the right choices, particularly in your health. We follow that message with a message entitled The Elephant in the Year, a treatise and a basis and a message for a theology and a basis for your physical body, your health was an important message. Then we gave you a message entitled Braving the Hidden Epidemic, the epidemic of depression, and how to have a healthy mind and how to use that mind, as the Bible says, love the Lord with all your mind. Pastor Joshua ended the month by talking to you about the power of the tongue and how our tongues and our own declarations could become the very basis of life and death in our physical bodies. In October, we talked to you about money and how money is an important part of our lives. And we gave you four messages again to help you be able to steward that money properly. We began with a message called Money is the Answer for Everything. Finally, resting the the verse in Ecclesiastes 10:19, to make you understand that money is but a tool to measure value, to store value, and to be able to increase value. We follow that message with a message entitled, The One Pill to Master Money, helping you and teaching you what it means to be a good steward of the finances that God has entrusted to you. The third message was entitled, Money. Are you a Pharaoh or a slave? Helping you to pass the test of the tithe and understanding why God even wants you to have that test or go through that test. Pastor Joshua once again ended that month with a message called Eat, Drink, and Be Merry, the understanding of how significant and important the idea of generosity is. Finally, in November last month, we started a series beginning with a message called Finishing Strong, which I gave you an idea of what the book of Revelation says about the overcoming life, followed by a message by Pastor Kern Lee on overcoming disappointments, hoping that you can end this year, despite the disappointments, strong. Pastor Arnie Manzano gave you a message entitled Overcoming Pain, and Pastor Mark Chu gave you a message entitled Overcoming Adversity, and at the end of the month, Pastor Larry Matsuwaki gave you a message entitled Dealing with Transitions. And finally, we arrive in December, and we gave you a series of four messages entitled Rediscover Christmas. What did God say to us this year? 2020 is a great year when you focus on what God has said. And He has said a lot this year, beginning with the greatest opportunity comes with the greatest obstacles. Sadly, for many people, 2020 is not a year of great opportunity. But for you and I, 2020 will come down in our personal history as a year of faith, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. It will come with great obstacles, but nonetheless, it is a year of the greatest of opportunities. Secondly, He told us to rest in Him, to trust that if we rest in Him, we will have the ability to fulfill our destiny regardless of what we face in 2020. Thirdly, He told us that while there's volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity, He is for us, He's not against us, and we shall prevail. Further, He said that despite the challenges of our current situation at home, our homes do not have to be home bittersweet homes, but literally home sweet homes if we order our disordered world. How do you do that? By clarifying our values. While some people may say 2020 is the lost year, to us, it is not the year that has been stolen. It is the year of great opportunity to know more about God, to trust God, and to touch Him with our prayers and by meditating on His Word. We also know that we have a game plan for the balance of the year, and that game plan is not just for 2020, but for the rest of our lives. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to us as well. How do you do that? Pray. The more we pray, the gold standard for seeking God is through prayer, not just once a day, but multiple times in the day. Secondly, meditate on His Word day and night. Trust that Word, because it is that Word that is the basis of our faith. Proclaim the gospel. Never forget God, the God of heaven, came down to earth to save us. There is now no condemnation. You don't have to be locked down by the accusation of the enemy. You can proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ anytime, anywhere, all the time. We also said that this was not a year of just being safe and a year of just being overcoming our storms, but a year of a season of sowing. And we said the key is to be united, to have the spirit of unity. When the world is fragmented, when families and companies and institutions become fragmented, there's the power of unity. That we may be in different rooms and different places and not see each other in a physical church, but our spirits remain one. Different rooms and the same spirit. We talked about national unity and how significant and important that is, and how we individually can become assets to nations and our families if we will have personal self-unity. The significance and importance of our bodies, our spirits, and our minds, and our wills, and our emotions becoming one is what makes us storm-proof. And finally, Pastor Joshua Harris, in the month of July, taught us that saves beyond survival, that we don't just have to survive. We can live beyond survival if we will have the spirit of unity in our lives. We talked about destiny, which is a choice, to choose to live a life that is filled with the destiny of God, a theology for our health and how important our health is. We talked about the being have a healthy mind and healthy emotions and how the tongue plays a vital role in keeping ourselves healthy. And then we talked about money and how money is a tool for measuring values, for storing values, and how we can steward money properly and how we can pass the test of God regarding money, and finally, how to become generous. As we neared the end of the year, last month in December, we reminded you that you can finish strong, and not just finish strong, you can finish strong by overcoming disappointments, overcoming pain, overcoming adversity, and even overcoming the very things that you face in life, which are your transitions that you and I will always have in our course of our year. And finally, rediscover Christmas, the tradition that summarizes the very basis of our faith, that our God came to earth to save us from all our sins and to give us the abundant life. 2020 indeed is the year of the Lord. We invite you for January 2021 that you might join us to pray and fast and once again hear Him for the year that's coming up ahead. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.